Members of civil society organizations and political parties organized a press conference in the Yemeni capital Sana'a on Sunday to discuss the country's political future, with special emphasis on the upcoming national dialogue. The national dialogue will start on March 18 and is expected to incorporate all political groups in peaceful dialogue aimed at resolving the nation's crisis.
There are many different opinions regarding the Yemeni constitution and a civil state. These differences of opinions are between Muslim groups, socialists, liberalists, and so on. Therefore, today we hope to identify these differences and come up with a durable solution.
Female activists say they intend to enter the upcoming national dialogue in order to play a more assertive role in the shaping of the country's future and to raise public awareness on women's rights.
We came here so we can come up with one unified voice, which will represent all women from all parts of the country. Having one solid voice, we can play a more assertive role in the national dialogue.
One of the Islamic parties who joined the presser was Hizb ut-Tahrir. The Islamic movement condemned the notion of a civil democratic state, urging political factions of Yemen to direct all their efforts towards establishing an Islamic state based on Sharia law.
The idea of a civil state came to us from the West. It contradicts Islam. Muslims in Yemen and the rest of the Muslim world are not in need of a civil state. What we need is an Islamic state which will truly solve our issues.
The national dialogue will commence amid growing conflict in the south of the country between regime forces and many southern separatists who are refusing dialogue and instead want an independent southern state. Many people believe that the national dialogue will solve many issues which have swept the nation over the past 2 years. However, there are many other people who believe that the national dialogue contradicts Islamic law and has been set up in a way which will only preserve the interest of Western powers. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.